If you had ever wondered why your favorite TV show went off the air out of nowhere, this podcast will answer your questions. I'm David Shulman with 88.9 WNYO, and this show will go talk about the rise and fall of notable failures on the big and silver screen. This is... Console. Thomas and Friends chugged into the imaginations and hearts of millions around the world starting in 1984. The show, the brainchild of British television producer Britt Allcroft, experienced waves of commercial success followed by the periods of decline over the ensuing four decades. During its impressive 37-year run, the show has boasted big names as cast members, such as Ringo Starr of the Beatles fame, George Carlin, Alec Baldwin, Peter Fonda, Mara Wilson, Pierce Brosnan, and much more. The first two seasons were relatively uneventful, but prior to the beginning of production on season 3 in 1990, Clearwater Features, led by model maker David Mitten and his business partner Robert Carnodia, went bankrupt. This company dealt exclusively with the model side of production. In an effort to save her show, Allcroft bought David Mitten's entire model unit under the umbrella of her own company, the Britt Allcroft Company, as models were a key element to the show's production. David Mitten was undoubtedly the king of models, and Allcroft knew it. She succeeded in her efforts, and the show's success exploded in the early 90s, prompting PBS producer Rick Sickelkow to approach Allcroft about producing an Americanized packaged version of the already aired British episodes to be shown to American audiences, with Ringo Starr starring as a 6-inch tall magical conductor on the fictitious Indian Valley Railroad. Starr was eventually succeeded in this role by comedian George Carlin, who took over after the first season. This show, called Shining Time Station, was designed to air in a full 21-minute block, as was customary on United States television. These blocks were built around 4-minute episodes of the Thomas franchise that have already been produced. The adapted and improved show was highly successful with the American preschool audiences, setting the stage for a feature-length film called Thomas and the Magic Railroad to be produced in the late 90s. It was billed at the time of its release in 2000 as starring Alec Baldwin, Peter Fonda, Mara Wilson, and Thomas, the Tank Engine. The film, which was written and directed by Allcroft, underwent a complete recut 2 weeks before it was set to premiere due to test audiences finding a main character in the film to be too scary. These last-minute revisions led to what many considered to be an inconsistent film with many plot holes and little continuity. As a result, the film received unanimous poor reviews and was a box office failure. It made only a return on its $19 million investment of less than $1 million. Thomas and the Magic Railroad's failure to generate any substantial ROI led to Britt Allcroft stepping down for her own company against her wishes. After her departure, the company rebranded itself as Golane Entertainment. However, even after leaving the series, Allcroft remained a creative consultant on the show until it was sold to Hit Entertainment, an entertainment company that was created to distribute Jim Henson's Productions television series to an international audience. After the initial failure of Thomas and the Magic Railroad, Hit tried to buy Golane Entertainment from Allcroft in 2000, but the deal was never completed. However, once Allcroft lost her seat at the table, Golane Entertainment's board of directors decided to agree to an offer by Hint Entertainment in 2002 to be purchased for £139 million, which is equivalent to about £291 million today. Allcroft, who believed it was a mistake to sell Hint Entertainment, left the company for good shortly after the purchase of Golane and founded her own unrelated production company called Britt Allcroft Productions. Hit's acquisition of Golane, and by extension Thomas and Friends, would be very consequential for the franchise. The next 6 years of the franchise were mediocre for Thomas and Friends. Once Allcroft left, all of the star power she had attracted left as well. The last of the big narrators, Alec Baldwin, left the show after season 6, and subsequently, Michael Brandon, a relatively unknown actor to the American audiences, assumed the role, while thousands of preschool-aged children all across the world were tuning in to see their favorite group of trains solve problems and interact with each other. Trouble was brewing behind the scenes as discussions were occurring regarding phasing out the scale model trains and moving production to full CGI. Throughout this period of time, guest narrators came and went, most notably James Bond's Pierce Brosnan. Eventually in 2008, Hit ironed out a deal to switch production to CGI with a retirement of the models, ending the golden age of Thomas. As the curtain fell on Shepperton Studios for the last time, animation studio Nitrogen was preparing for the start of season 13, and with it, a whole new era of Thomas and Friends. 2011 marked the beginning of the end for Thomas. This was the year that toy and entertainment company Mattel bought Hit Entertainment for $680 million. They did not immediately change the format of Thomas and Friends after the acquisition, but the animation studio did change from Nitrogen to Arc Productions. This led to blowback from fans. Mattel announced that Hit Entertainment was going to be renamed Mattel Television in 2016, and 4 years later, the original of Thomas and Friends concluded with the season 24 finale. This was not by any means the end of the line for the little blue tank engine, however. In January 2021, Mattel Television announced a new reboot of Thomas and Friends, which boasted a cheaper flash-style animation format rather than the model train 3D animated format. This reboot is titled Thomas and Friends All Engines Go. It has drawn widespread criticism from longtime fans of the show, who feel that the show has been dumbed down to the point where it's meant for infants. Mattel claims that the rebrand was crafted to appeal to contemporary audiences' sensibilities while maintaining Thomas's core brand ethos. Fans, however, disagree with that statement and feel that Mattel shouldn't have tried to fix what wasn't broken. But only time can really tell what will happen to the Thomas franchise, but at the present, the outlook is looking quite bleak for the show that resonated with so many fans for so long.